Well, agricultural commodity groups and farm organizations seem less confident this week than they did last about the passage of a new long-term farm bill. Danny Murphy says with the clock ticking and now Congress on recess, he's not sure if they can get the job done.
They really needed to have the conference report finished yesterday or today. I didn't realize they'd already left town and for the Thanksgiving holiday, so that's really disappointing news because apparently to be able to have legislative time to finish the farm bill, they needed to get that conference report out this week.
And according to Murphy, there's plenty of blame to pass around.
They've certainly had adequate time over the last 2 years to get some of these differences ironed out and, you know, and to move forward, and certainly they have not. Seems like they haven't placed a priority in getting that done and giving not only farmers but the consumers the certainty that a farm bill provides.
Well, a noted ag economist says even though the U.S. corn crop is at a record level this year, demand is still pretty good, and he's bullish about where corn could be heading.
If I'm looking for a bullish argument here, it is exports. And when you look there, we've already seen some tremendous response there. Basically, in 2012, the corn market export got cut in half. We've seen it rebound. USDA's putting it back at 1.4 billion bushels. I think we could get up around 1.6 because given the pace we've seen thus far, we've got some customers out there for our corn.
And one customer in particular looks to be a big buyer.
One country in particular, and of course that country's China. When you look, China does not like to buy corn. They like to be self-sufficient. But this year, even with a record corn crop domestically in that country, they're still importing a lot of corn from us. In fact, during the government shutdown, they were our biggest buyer of corn.
Well, it's quite likely that lower feed prices are going to be around for a series of years, not just this upcoming one. That comes from ag economist Chris Hurst, who says this could be good news for the hog industry.
For hog production in the coming year, this means a 1% to 3% expansion of the breeding herd, and I think that's already begun. Increased pork production from this expansion is going to begin by late next summer of 14, and then prices will start to move back below year previous levels at that time.
As far as our current prices, busy day on the cheese market on Friday with barrels dropping a half cent to 175 and one half cent per pound, blocks gaining a penny and a half to 183 and one half cent per pound, and AA butter remaining unchanged. Class 3 prices November unchanged at 1879, December down a penny to 1810, January off a nickel at 1738, while March class 3 up 3 cents to 1677. Board of Trade, December corn down fractionally, 423 and one quarter of a cent. March down a quarter to 429 and three quarters of a cent. Beans remain strong. January up 28 cents to 1319. March up 26 and a quarter to 1306 and one half cent. Locally, Central Wisconsin Cooperative in Stratford, November corn 430, Jan corn 415, November beans 1269, Jan beans 1275. Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester, we've got November corn 427, beans 1271, and the wheat at 580, while Wisconsin Rapids Grains in Rapids, Jan corn 390, and Jan beans 1241. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, they top at 87, most of the slaughter cows 52 to 71. Replacement bull calves $1 to $2.20. Heifer calves $60 to $1.55. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers to $1.27. Holstein steers $98 to $1.09. And your barrels and gilts $70 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.